Thank you, folks, for coming back. This is Dr. Fay, and we're talking about a 10-year-old who is a challenging character. I have his mom, Julia, on the phone. You can be on the show. Just email us at radioshow@loveandlogic.com. So, Julie, I've been talking with you about a 3-part process where, A, you ask the kid to do something you're sure he won't do. B, you keep your mouth shut and you don't nag and remind. And then C, there's some type of consequence when he doesn't do what you ask, but you deliver it in a real calm way, in an empathetic way, and the kid is kind of surprised by it. I know one mother down in South Carolina, and a real rough kid. And she says, sweetie, I'd really like the lawn mowed by 6. Now, Julie, is that reasonable?
I guess, but not in the office.
Well,
right,
as long as it's not like 5:50.
Well, yeah, it was a whole week, and he was 15 years old, okay? So it's a reasonable expectation, and she knows he's not going to do it because he's going to get defiant. And she keeps her mouth shut that whole time. Now, the great thing about having long deadlines for these sort of things, Julie, is that gives you plenty of time to get help and think through what you're going to do. And he didn't do the chore. And so what she did is she hired the neighbor kid who was in college to come over and mow the lawn. And this kid, her kid, hears the lawnmower going out on outside. Mom, Mom, who's that kid out there? And she lays it on him right there. She says, oh, I love you too much to fight with you about getting that chore done. So I had Eric come over, and he's going to do that. And he's going to come inside and ask you how you plan to pay him the $20. Oh, now, some kids will handle that okay. You know, some kids are just kind of like, wow, my parents are really thinking this through. I better start paying attention. But no, this kid was kind of a hardened kid. And Julie, what do you suppose he says?
Well, I don't care.
Yeah, you pay him, you called him, right? And so, but you know the glory of it was? She thought about that already. See, again, we're getting into this whole mindset of we're not going to do anything with a difficult kid until we've actually talked to our friends and had them shoot holes in our plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, some people ask, where do I find friends that that can help me do that? You know, and that's a real challenge. And one of the benefits that Love and Logic offers is we have thousands of people all over the world teaching our local parenting classes. And these are a lot like support groups for a lot of people. And if you're interested in taking one of those classes, get on the phone and call us 1-800-338-4065. That's 800-338-4065. If you forget the phone number, remember just Love and Logic. Get on our website. You'll see the phone number there. Call and ask us who is teaching the Love and Logic classes in your area. And I know for a fact that we have someone teaching your class in that area. So, Julie, what I'm going to do when we get off the line is I'm going to take some information from you, and we're going to make sure and send a list of people to you that you can contact. And so you can get some support thinking through some of these strategies with your son. How's that sound for a deal?
It sounds good.
Would you like to hear what this mom did?
Yeah.
Because that's not the end of the story, see? He refused to pay, so she said, oh, no problem. If I don't get paid by such and such a time, what is she going to do? She's going to take care of it, right?
Yeah.
See, her son learned that when he heard his mom say, I'll take care of it, that that was going to be a bad thing. You never know for sure what she's going to do, but it was going to be something, right? And what she ended up doing was about 10 days later, it took her this long to plan it all out. He comes home and he's run up the steps. He says, Mom, Mom, where's my bike? And she said, oh, I had to take it down to the pawn shop to pay for the lawn. Oh, he went ballistic. And, you know, that was okay because she actually planned it out. So she had a couple of her larger friends over at the house when she broke the news to him. And see, can you see how if we can plan these things out, the kid is going to suddenly think, you know, gosh, my parents are thinking these things through and these old bad habits I had, you know, maybe aren't working so well. So you get some support from those people in that class, and you really can be successful with this young man. Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right.
And, you know, getting back to this whole issue of kids making mistakes, There's something I want to lay out real loud and clear right now. The kids that I'm the most worried about, frankly, are not the kids that are making a lot of mistakes. You know, a lot of these kids, like Julie's, who make a lot of mistakes and they're really difficult, a lot of those kids end up turning out really good. You know why? They made a lot of mistakes when they're young. They've gotten it out of their system. They've figured out that it doesn't work. And by the time they're adults, a lot of times they're pretty decent to be around. It's the kids that I worry about, those ones that were born the peacemaker in the family, those kids that are the compliant kids. I worry sick about those kids. You know, I got a letter from a man years ago, and he told me all about his little girl, Sammy, and how she was just such a great kid. And of course, they did a lot of micromanaging, and they made sure she never made mistakes. And he said, you know, we told her to do her schoolwork, and then we made her do it. And we told her to make good decisions about who she hung out with, and she did it because she was that kind of a kid. And we told her how to live life. And when she got older, she went off to college. And she was too far away to hear us. And so she had to listen to other people when they told her to take those drugs and drink that booze. And she didn't wake up one day, no matter how many times they told her. So don't let that happen to your kids. And remember, you don't have to be a perfect parent to raise great ones. You just need the right amount of love and logic.
The Love and Logic Show with Dr. Fay has been brought to you by America's Parenting Experts. Helping adults create responsible kids since 1977.
All content and conversations copyright Love and Logic Institute, Inc.